like brown paper parcels pitched down a chute in the post office, with one's hair flying back like the tail of a racehorse. Yes, that seems to express the rapidity of life, the perpetual waste and repair. All so casual, all so haphazard. But after life, the slow pulling down of thick green stalks so that the cup of the flower, as it turns over, deluges one with purple and red light. Why, after all, should one not be born there as one is born here? Helpless, speechless, unable to focus one's eyesight, groping at the roots of the grass, at the toes of the giants. As for saying which are trees and which are men and women, or whether there are such things, that one won't be in a condition to do for 50 years or so. There will be nothing but spaces of light and dark, intersected by thick stalks, and rather higher up, perhaps, rose-shaped blots of an indistinct colour, dim pinks and blues, which will, as time goes on, become more definite, become